listener production.
G'day, legends, and welcome to another RIP episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. In this episode, we join Zach as he interviews two creative giants, Sir Paul McCartney and Peter Jackson, to get a peek behind the making of the documentary, The Beatles Get Back. Remember, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video versions of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Hello and welcome to the Hollywood Reporter podcast. My name is Zachary Ruane. Just this week, we hit the year and a bit anniversary. We hit the year and a bit anniversary of the seminal documentary project from filmmaker Peter Jackson, Get Back, The Beatles, Get Back. When it was released on Disney Plus across the world, it took the world by storm. It was a look at a creative process that we didn't realise was so wonderfully captured. In honour of this year and a bit anniversary, I've got two very special guests on the podcast. The director of the film, Peter Jackson. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Zach. Thank you for having me here. It's really a pleasure to get in and talk about Get Back and really fantastic project that I worked on during the coronavirus era. And fantastic to have it working on it at that time.
Thank you so much, Peter. And also joining you today, and this was a real privilege, zooming in from London, executive producer and one of the subjects of the documentary, singer-songwriter Paul McCartney.
Yeah, it's so lovely to be here. Hello, Peter. It's good to see you again.
Paul, obviously, a huge part of the documentary of mine.
It was my band.
That's right.
No, the documentary was about
the Beatles, yeah.
Little band I was in from the 60s through 60s.
That's right. And we were just looking at that footage. It's obviously been working together at the time for quite a period from memory. Together, and you've sort of...
Well, you did such a great job directing those videos and the documentary. And it was lovely to have you along to the Let It Be sessions. And, you know, you put it together quite well. You know, it was a little bit long for me. I couldn't sit through it. I sort of just put it on.
Well, I imagine you're there, but actually, as a Beatles fan growing up in New Zealand at the time, just fascinating to see that footage and how that album came together. So we were just in London passing through, and we were working with a production company who had this all on the server. I thought it would be actually fascinating to get in there and sit down and have a look at it.
So is that how it started? You discovered the footage? Was this something that were you approached by anyone at the Beatles? How exactly did it come?
Well, I've been working as a filmmaker now for 30, 40 years.
Oh, really?
And making film. Actually made Lord of the Rings.
Was that you?
The Tale of Two Cities and the other ones as well. They're sort of stories of small men, hobbits, and sort of running around New Zealand. That was quite successful. Made quite a lot of money out of that, and other films, King Kong, and
you made King Kong.
You made King Kong, and so for a long time, we're just making things. And more recently, worked on recreation of World War One footage. Sort of called They Shall Not Grow Old. We found old footage of soldiers in World War One, we thought we could actually use modern technology to really make it feel like you know these people. I've always been World War buff.
Have you seen the documentary of the Beatles? Have you seen a little bit?
Excuse me, sorry, Paul McCartney. Yeah. There seems to be a bit of a problem with the connection. I can't quite understand what you're saying.
I'm just talking my sort of... Maybe it's just because I'm like 158 years old.
Oh, okay, sure. Peter,
I have three albums coming out next month.
Really?
I can't stop coming up with ditties.
That's what I saw. That footage we found in 1968, I think it was, when you were making Get Back. Actually, it wasn't even a recording studio. It was actually you were shooting. Well, the footage we found was actually quite incredible. They were on a sound stage. We were shooting this, not great for acoustics, as you see in the film.
No.
And Paul McCartney was showing up, and John Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, were there. And you can feel that tension. You can feel that years of working together and with George Harrison, Ringo Starr. And you just hope one day in particular waiting for John to arrive is a little bit late. And you just pick up the guitar and start writing a song. Ends up being Get Back.
Well, it's a sort of a... Have you seen the documentary?
Yes, I watched it. And it was, you know, a brilliant film.
I really liked it. It was so long, but some of the most interesting bits of the press...